Chief Nutritionist in the Ministry of Health, Wellness, Environmental Health and Energy, Nicole Franz said everyone can have a good time and enjoy their favorite foods in moderation. Ms. Franz said many of the meats which people consume during the Easter celebration are high in salt content and have negative impacts on the health of citizens.
So the ones that we're zooming in on, the saltfish, mackerel, smoked herring, and the blackfish, we have to be very careful, especially persons who are prone to hypertension, persons with kidney disease. You have to be very mindful of what you consume. Those four that I call, they're very, very high in salt. They use salt to preserve the herring and the mackerel, the saltfish. So you have to be very careful. But there are ways in which you can beat the system. The saltfish, you can soak it, you can boil it out, but then they say, oh gosh, it doesn't have any taste. But just add your natural seasonings to make it flavorful. For the mackerel and the herring, those are preserved in the sodium, so portion control. So you don't put half your plate of it, so a little bit of everything if that is your choice.
Ms. Franz said excess consumption of hot cross buns can also lead to serious complications as they are high in sugar and refined carbohydrates. She outlined a number of methods which can be utilized to make the hot cross buns healthier for consumption.
You can add less sugar in the recipe. We can add more spices. Most persons add fruits. But for some patients, you have to be careful how much fruits you're adding. Kidney patients, for example, should not have the dried fruits. Diabetics should cut back on the fruits also. And then it's what we're eating with the hot cross buns. Vincentians don't eat them just like that. Oh, we love the tin cheese with the hot cross. Of course it tastes good. Of course it does. But then the tin cheese process comes with a ton load of salt. So our suggestion is that you use a whiter cheese. You just go for cheese which has less sodium. Still enjoy the hot cross buns, but like I said, be mindful of your choices.
Second use.
You can do spice buns. Spice buns contain more of the natural spices, like the cinnamon, the nutmeg, things like that. But they don't carry as much sugar because the spices are what actually flavor the buns instead. So you can try that.
The chief nutritionist said, while persons may opt to consume more ground provisions during the Easter period, they should also focus on portion control to ensure that it does not negatively affect their health or they do not overindulge. She said, Vincentians should also include more vegetables in their meals.
The ground provisions contain starch, so it can spike the blood sugar depending on how much you eat. Now, Vincentians love to eat a lot of ground provisions, and that's our problem. Mm-hmm. So, portion control again. Ground provisions with the salted meats. Yeah. My thing is that just control the portions. They do contain more fiber than the rice or the pasta, but the thing is that portion control, that's our main thing. We're not saying not to enjoy, but just be mindful of how much you put on your plate. So for the diabetics who know that they're not supposed to eat a ton load of ground provisions, 4 slices of ground provision, a couple green bananas, you know, but just be mindful. Half of your plate should not be the ground provision. The ideal plate, what we have been saying all along, is that half of your plate should be vegetables or fruits.
Chief Nutritionist in the Ministry of Health, Wellness, Environmental Health and Energy, Nicole Franz. I'm Ricardo Wilson with today's special report.